But no, you're not that old. Oh, the interesting thing. So we had two weird dining experiences today.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Not today, since last night. So Ichiban was the first, and then we went to the highest rated
Waffle House
in town.
I didn't realize there was a hierarchy. I'm sorry.
Well, they rate them on Google.
Okay.
So it had
4.1,
which is pretty damn good because there's not many fast food restaurants that have that in town.
Yeah, honestly, they're normally like 3.5 for like fast food.
Yeah, for the best, like the best you can get in town. But this place had like a really great service, everything. Kudos, Waffle House. But the crazy thing was, is there was a guy behind the counter, and I go, "Oh, Brandon, it's a nice name." And he goes, "Your name's Brandon too?" And I wanted to go, "No," but I didn't because that's my name. So I was like, "Where did your parents get your name?" And he's like, "I think it was from 90210.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm like,
but he did not look like that young.
He looked at least in his mid-30s, at the least.
Yeah, he looked like early.
He would have had to have been
like, when did 90210 come out?
Like 1987, 88, 89?
Something like that.
I don't know. It
might have been the early 90s.
It was 90s. I know it was definitely 90s. Yeah, because my friends had like all the friggin' dolls. I didn't have the dolls.
I didn't have any dolls, but I had the folder. It was a pink background, and it had like a postcard across the way with red writing. I really liked this folder.
Wow. October 4th of 1990.
90,
so you had to be born at least in 1990, late 1990.
No. If it came out in 1990...
Yeah, they could have had sex before then, Kristen, because there's a gestation period of pregnancy.
Okay, you're just being a dick. I didn't get to finish.
Theoretically, they could have had sex 8 months.
She didn't get to finish because you were being a dick.
Stop being a dick.
Yeah, quit finishing first, would you?
Sorry.
Let the ladies finish.
Yeah. So, yes, they could have.
Okay.
But yeah, no, the moment he said 90210, and then my brain was like, wait a minute. And I was like, oh, Brandon Walsh, that's funny. And then we're walking out to the car, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, because he doesn't look that age
I don't
at all.
Think he knew, Maybe he's and had he a was just life. Making that up. Like, I really don't think that.
Because no, he would have really, had been like 27, 28.
He said, I think maybe 90210. Like
no, he said it matter-of-fact. He said it very matter-of-fact. Like, he was serious.
I mean, 1990, that's...
28 years.
I mean,
yeah, but he didn't look 28
years.
Yeah, but
he looked like
he was in his mid to late 30s.
At
if
least
he's had a rough
30s.
Life. Then,
but and
you know.
He and I was like, people gray at different like stages. I was like, but his face didn't look.
He
old.
Has been working at Waffle House since 2008.
So, since he was 18,
I didn't like go through.
since he was 18, Brandon Stalker.
Yeah,
take pictures.
Math stalking.
Did you take
apparently.
Pictures of him?
I'm sorry.
Facial recognition.
Pay attention to the world.
Well, if you guys ever want to do the Waffle House tour, literally within a
There's
mile
a
radius of here,
I'm so sorry.
There are 4 Waffle Houses.
Oh, you mean, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
we still have Ticket to California Dreamin'.
It's the Waffle House crawl.
It's yeah.
Well, something like that. There are literally 4 within a mile of
That's
here.
Crazy.
Well, what we could do is play a drinking game of some kind. Take some alcohol and some not for
and
you
and some
of course.
Coke.
I'll be the designated driver.
Or no, some lemonade.
But we're going in one of your cars because you guys ain't puking in mine.
No,
we don't puke.
Well,
Like, no, I mean, it's happened before. I mean, like, for all of it's happened before.
Not in
but
cars.
Like, yeah, no, it's never happened in a car. However, I did have that one fun little date where she was puking at the restaurant. They're like, you got to take her home. And I'm like, cool, that sounds good. So, like, we're driving home, and there's, like, a bump. There's, like, a bump on my driveway, like, where you have to pick up. So, like, I hit that curb. And shut the
There's a bump on my driveway. You know the thing where you have to bump it up? Known as a curb.
The curb.
Anyway, I hit the curb and she's like looking at me. I'm like, are you all right? She goes, blur, in my face. So I take her upstairs, like put her in the shower and everything else and clean her up. Let her sleep it off.
Got the feel?
No. No, it wasn't worth that. And then we didn't get to go on a second date.
Committing a crime was not worth it.
No, it wasn't worth that.
Cop a feel? mean, it's kind of a crime. So, yeah.
Did you roll up on her in the middle of the night? Hey.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Are you vomiting still?
Are you done with this vomiting thing?
Just don't kiss me.
Here's a mouthwash.
Yes. Anyway, fun fact about Waffle House.
Uh-huh. All four. Found this
out a couple of years ago. We went during Christmas time, and they have mugs. They have souvenir mugs, $5. It's amazing.
Are you writing down this as
they're
the
like
episode?
Diner style mugs too? They're legit. Really
should we
heavy.
Come up with a jingle awesome. For the beginning? If he uses this at the beginning.
The beginning.
What? Yeah. Were well, you taking
we
notes,
never
so.
Did the intro.
Well, so. No, I did the intro.
Kind of.
Well,
what else is the intro?
Brandon kind of did the intro, but you didn't
you
say what episode
water.
Number.
We don't do episode numbers.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
This is episode.
No.
No.
I say welcome to this episode of.
Welcome to this episode.
I don't ever say
you
the
write
numbers.
The episode numbers.
I do write though. The episode numbers
that's
down.
That's where I'm getting numbers
from.
356.
Yep. How many years has this been on? How many years has it been good?
Since 2013.
Really? That's it?
Yeah. What do you mean that's it?
Wait.
Brandon's trying
do you
to
know
do
what?
Like literally, John thought we were going to do two, and it was going to be done.
Yeah, but. I thought you'd be like, so I just met you when you started this doing this?
No. Okay. Then it had to be 2011.
7 years?
Because I started it in Arkansas.
No.
So it had to be 2011.
I started my job there in 2010.
Yeah, but I didn't start it there. I didn't start there until 2012.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, you it were feels there like we've known you forever, buddy.
I just hit my 6 year anniversary.
Well, there. You can always leave.
I like my job. They treat me pretty well.
Yes, they do treat you pretty well, and I'm very happy for that. Again, why I don't want it to close immediately.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good people working there, like yourself. So, yeah, Waffle House. So, Waffle yeah, House. Between Ichiban and Waffle House, are you hugging that mic? Are you drunk?
No, Waffle House.
This is... Ah!
Take a shot.
Can we do that one day? Can we come and record?
Can we
and
do
then, like,
that
be,
one day?
Or no, you come over. You come over to the house and we'll record. And then we'll drink beforehand. So we'll get a little drunk before the show. It'll pretty much
as long as you don't
like
become
this.
Touchy, it's all right. I didn't say you.
What do you mean by touchy? What do you mean by touchy, Chris?
Touchy-feely.
Oh. Oh. You, I'll be touchy, you be feely.
Not like emotionally.
I don't need you rolling up to me going, hey.
What's up, buddy?
Anyway. I do that sober.
Oh, he doesn't even have to be drunk.
I'm blowing
sorry,
in my ear.
Yeah. Chris's boyfriend, not you, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Whoa.
Different no, Chris.
Hang on.
Was it your friend Chris where his boyfriend got so drunk that he started stripping?
Yes.
And we had to let you.
He started taking off his pants and then he started taking
sure
off
that
of his
he
underwear.
Was
oh.
Stripping.
So
he got
what,
so wasted.
So we
poor
basically.
Kid. I had to put his underwear
was,
back on.
There were the three of us and then my friend Chris and his boyfriend at the time. And so, like, we're like, okay, well, obviously you guys can't drive home, so you guys can just sleep here on the couch. So Chris is sleeping on the couch, and then his boyfriend decides to, like, kind of cuddle up underneath this table at my house.
He was rolled around the table.
Where did you get this story from?
He said touchy-feely, and then so, I remember, like,
you wanted to touchy-feely?
Well, because, like, we all were kind of, like, sleeping on the floor downstairs. We're all kind of there.
Yeah, we were,
so I basically go to wake him up, and I'm like, hey, buddy, hey, we're gonna take you home. He's like, And so he, like, starts hugging me. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I appreciate it. Not Chris, but cool, whatever. And so takes off his shirt, and I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. And then I'm like, well, you need to wake up, buddy. Chris,
then he starts taking
Chris
off
home.
His pants.
So he takes off his pants, and I'm like, pants are off, Kristen.
He, like, threw up his arms. He's like, Kristen.
Your turn.
Because
I've gone about as far as I'm willing to go.
He was actually stirring in his sleep, and he started banging.
Which is weird, because we didn't even know he could cook there.
He was starting.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Bad
he
joke.
Was, like, he kept, like, hitting the table
and
with
it's
his
metal.
Hand. And then we thought he was going to hit his head. So Brandon, like, put his hand so he wouldn't hit his head. And then that's when something started waking him up. Chris was trying to get ready to leave because he was more sober than his boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then that's when everything happened. So then Chris ended up taking the naked man into the bathroom to try to get him to... Actually, I think he had to throw up at that point.
He did. He was very sick. He was like,
naked
I'm
in my bathroom
sick.
Downstairs.
And I was like, okay,
Chris
you're very naked as well, but...
Trying to get him clothed. This tiny, tiny, scrawny dude.
Tiny, tiny? scrawny dude?
He was really scrawny. He was like super wiry.
Thin.
He was really thin. He was tall though.
Yeah, he was like really real thin though.
Because he was a good like foot ahead of me, foot above me.
Whoa! We were a foot back from the toilet.
Puking through his penis.
Yeah. I think so, anyways.
Is so, that like a euphemism?
And then we lost a sock.
Puking
and
through your penis?
Yeah.
Ew.
You know, if I could make that the title, I would, puking, but I don't think that they would go for that on iTunes.
Oh, do they not let you title things like that?
Well, I mean, penis in the title.
Waffle House penises.
Penises are a thing.
So anyway, my penises my are a thing, Kristen. Was, if anything, Brandon could be protective when he's drunk.
Yeah.
Unless he's hit the wall and then he becomes a 5-year-old.
I take care of which so many people when I'm drunk.
I thought maybe like he tried to dry hump your leg or something.
He was trying to dry hump everything, and then he was trying to wet hump a few things. Yeah.
Did you let him finish?
No, I didn't let him start.
But we had to carry him off. We had to carry him.
He started downstairs. We had to carry him. He started getting naked again.
In my car. In my back seat.
He did not want clothes at all.
He did not want to be clothed. He's like, ah. He's taking off all the clothes.
Yeah. So we had to like literally like carry him in the house because he was still drunk by the time. I forgot about that. God, he was heavy as shit.
Yeah.
Like he was a thin guy. Dead weight. 500,000 pounds. So like each of us had to grab like an arm. And
how many arms did he have?
Four.
Each of us had to grab an arm.
His boyfriend was Goro from Mortal Kombat.
Did you think it was an arm and it was really something else?
I don't know. Kristen took
care of it. There were five of them.
Kristen took care of it. I didn't take care of it. I mean...
We call them octopus.
Grab him by the nutsack and lift him up. You're like,
come
go.
On, buddy. Let's go.
I'm awake.
Okay.
That's
okay.
How you sober a guy up pretty quick.
Should have tried that.
It just reminded me of another weird drunk story. Sorry.
Oh, please.
Oh, Jesus.
Our friend had a... who drove Glenn's Hummer?
Oh, well...
I did.
Oh, I remember crazy. Glenn.
No,
he's
you
still
did.
There.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
He's probably
yeah,
in a different
his
building.
Not.
Yeah. No, his Hummer got hit.
Actually, didn't you drive the Hummer and I drove?
Yes, I drove
the other girls.
I got to drive.
I had to drive your car. I had to drive a car. There was like so many cars involved.
Yeah.
It was our celebration for after
both,
the Halloween
oh,
event.
Oh, both of them were so drunk.
And
so we
like there were two people that were Glenn and somebody else was so drunk, mm-hmm. but I had to drive his car.
And I drove her
and
SUV.
I was pretty drunk at the time, but I was like sober enough.
But they were in the back of my car with me making out. I was like, let's wait. And then
wait,
by making out,
Brandon
I mean,
was
like,
making
pants
out with
were off.
No? I was driving
Glenn.
The Hummer.
No, Glenn was making out with his chick.
This chick.
And I was like, pants are off. We can wait until we get to your house, right?
Why do I feel like I've heard this story?
You probably
have. But I've heard more of the story than I probably
there's
should have.
No,
the
well, there's a lot
not going
more
to
of the
rat
story,
out because
but...
Brooke said names.
Yeah.
Well, not that name.
Yeah. But, so anyway, a lot of very, very interesting things happened that night.
I think I have heard that story.
The thing was, is it was a 3-car caravan. That was
drunk.
And then, then we went to the. So the most interesting part of that story is. So I'm driving Glenn's car. So Kristen pulls in. Then I pull in with Glenn's car, and then Brooke pulls in with Kristen's car.
It was like, choo, choo, choo.
So we're like, we get out, and we're like, the keys doesn't work. And Glenn's like, this isn't my house.
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn.
Because he was trying
whatever,
to tell us. Because they're drunk.
I'm like, the key fits in the door. It's just not opening.
It's just,
Glenn. He's like, this isn't my house.
Couple and down.
Then,
we were literally
then Glenn
the
sobered
house.
Up long enough to go, this isn't my house. I don't have a bench.
I don't have a bench out front.
And we're like, okay.
He's like, but it looks like this.
Holy shit.
So we took all three cars right next door to Glenn's house.
You're lucky that like the person in that house didn't come out with a shotgun.
It was out of town.
They were out of town.
I think I had my car too. We had to go back and get my car.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, because you
I
met us there.
Because
Brandon and
holy
I drove
shit.
Together.
It was a very,
so many that's what
it
cars.
Was.
There
a very interesting night. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the.
Sorry.
There are a lot of terrible and fantastic
drunk. I should have said
drunk.
Smarkum, shouldn't I? Sorry.
Yeah, Smarkum.
Sorry.
Smarkum is like our Walter Mitty. Not Walter Mitty. What's his name? Alan Smithy.
Okay.
Walter Mitty.
Walter Mitty. The
Mitty.
Secret Life.
Yeah. Smarkum. I don't know. Brandon was trying to say something and he just said Smarkum.
Whose name is it?
Smarkum.
Water.
I have always...
You sucked at that too.
I have always wondered... What kind of drunk I would make.
Well, you could go a lot of different ways.
You could be mean,
and it could go a lot of different ways.
Happy, like overly happy.
Because I understand, like, your true personality comes out.
I can see, like, always. You getting, like, really quiet and, like, reclusive. Or depending on if it's a dark liquor or a not dark liquor. Because
if you
want to
try this experiment, we're more than welcome to do it.
Also,
well,
if you
ever
want to
get divorced, I'll take you up on that.
Did you have it with sugar too, because if with alcohol, if you have it mixed with like soda, it hits you a lot faster.
Okay.
So yeah, if you have really sugary alcohol,
if you
like
per se dress up like your buddy the elf on Halloween,
like
and
Brandon.
Then you proceed with every single shot that you take to combine
maple syrup
into that vodka, or put gummy bears on your pizza, or any number of things that will actually put that in your bloodstream faster,
like Brandon,
you will end up passing out.
Like Brandon.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to be doing that though.
Well, don't.
But I have.
He's got a costume if you want to.
No, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah,
I have a book around here somewhere that has this picture.
That's
in
right.
It.
That's right. You do.
No, but like I've been around.
It's a boudoir photo. Yeah.
I
did a book for Chris.
Having been the designated driver for all my friends.
Yeah.
I find drunk people really funny.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of funny experiences, but I've always in the back of my mind been like, would I be the guy that everybody like walks away from and said, oh, you're a complete dick? Or would I be like fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And I've only had a couple moments like that in college. So I
like
try
what?
Not to be like.
Like rip roaring.
Yeah.
Drunk.
I've only had a few moments of that. And I try not to do that because those days I don't remember like what happened, you know, and I don't want that time.
Well, there's
and like
got to figure out where at what point you kind of hit certain milestones, and there's some that you never want to actually hit, which I've hit. Like I mean, there's just drunk, or you know, there's I'm feeling buzzed,
tipsy,
which you know your skin kind of buzzes a little bit, and you're like, okay, the
like,
world's kind
feet.
Of flowy and things
I'm
like that. So I get tipsy relatively easy, or used to at least, not anymore. But then like to get like drunk where you're like, woo, I'm the laugh at the party kind of thing. And then there's like, you know, then there beyond that, there's, you know, I'm sick. I'm blacking out. I'm, you know, cause you
like,
get
and
sick
and
not black out.
And I don't remember
fuck
or all.
Right.
It was like, I threw a party at my apartment and when I was in college and, all I remember is my roommates kept putting me to bed.
You just wanted to keep partying.
I think there's one time I was like, I just need water. They're like, what do you need? Why are you out of your room? And I'm like, I need water. Give me water. And then the next morning I wake up and there's like a whole bunch of water next to me. Like, because
every time you
water,
ask for it,
like,
they brought you water.
Give me some more water.
Nice.
I was like, and then, gosh, I think that was our housewarming party. And that was the next morning. Oh, no, that was a different night. Sorry, this is weird.
sorry.
It was right in the microphone.
I'm so
way
sorry.
To go, Brandon.
Get your water.
I don't have any more.
How about look away from the microphone?
Yeah, he did spill
it.
No, you didn't.
I tried.
You looked right into it. Just stared it in the eyeball.
Always
the red, red
whore.
Eyeball.
No, I was intentional. Unintentional whore. Which is the name of my new book.
You're an unintentional whore.
Coming out next fall.
Unintentional whore.
Oh, sorry. There was a different party, but it was really weird. I had two roommates, and the way my room was is I shared a bathroom with one of my roommates because my other roommate had her own bathroom, and there was the door led one of the doors led into my room from the bathroom, and her boyfriend got confused and entered my room drunk.
Whoops.
And so I woke up to a figure standing, hovering over me.
That wasn't my brother.
And I was like, oh God. And so I just like, I had covered myself. I'm like, please just recognize that I'm not Lindsay and go away. And so then, the next day I took my toolkit and reversed the knob so I could lock the door. And so that would not happen again.
There you go.
Like,
yeah, lucky he didn't like try to get in the bed and like roll up on
no,
you.
No,
he
was just so staggering because he really was confused and he was just this really tall, lanky guy. And so
Slenderman.
Like, so it made it even creepier because he had the bathroom door open, so the light was just back. He was backlit, and so it just like was so creepy. And I'm like, I just literally met this dude. And I don't know what to do. And I know he's like, but and like the next day he's like, I'm so sorry. Her old apartment was similar to that, to where the bathroom connected to her room. So he got confused. And I was like, nope, we're good. We don't have to worry about it again. I never told him that I switched the lock so that I could lock it on the inside just in case.
Nice.
It's pretty, I'm pretty good at doing that.
You know where else you can get drunk?
Where?
Waffle House.
Not, you can't get drunk at Waffle House.
So basically, if we were to ever do that experiment,
it would be right here.
It couldn't be here.
No,
well, it would have to be somewhere.
Couldn't it be if like say
and
your family went out of town?
Could ever speak of it?
Okay,
within earshot of the house.
Like if we went to a place that serves alcohol around this area, and then we started.
I don't know if I would want to be out in public.
That's
for the
what
first
I, that's
time.
What he's saying. So, we could do is come pick you up and then take you to said destination and then bring you back.
Yeah,
like Mad Monster would have been a good thing if I had been staying the weekend.
Yeah.
That would have been something.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
Los Angeles would be an excellent place.
Well, that too. Just saying.
Yeah, I got you.
An overnight experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we never speak of it again.
Yeah, it never happened.
Unless you actually liked it. I'm like, I'm going to do that again.
And I feel like getting divorced, sure.
Yeah, yeah. So why doesn't the little
then we'll take you to Vegas.
Well, I know why the little one doesn't drink.
So why doesn't, you know, your
why
daughter?
Why doesn't your daughter marry you?
What does my 8-year-old drink?
Yeah.
She loves milk.
What is her favorite
I want
beverage?
Some more Russians up in this bitch.
What is her favorite beverage?
Yeah.
Light Russian?
Apple juice?
Apple juice?
Believe it or not, water with lemon.
With lemon?
Yes.
Has she had it with lime?
So she's my
no.
mom.
But she likes to suck on the lemons.
Are you watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Sorry.
Does she eat the... Okay, question. Does she eat the whole lime? Like, does she eat the lime?
No.
The lemon, I mean?
No.
Because our friend, name unmentioned, just took it like it was an apple
and
was like, hop, 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 done. I was like, are you kidding me?
Like, ate it rind and all.
Rind and all.
Wait, ate the rind?
Yes,
I thought you weren't supposed to do that.
Ate the whole lemon.
Beats the
shit
out of
me. It was at a Hooters.
It was at a Hooters.
Wow, this gets way more interesting the longer the story goes on.
We were at Hooters because Brooke wasn't there. And she doesn't like their chicken.
So wait, let's just recap.
That's
so,
right.
I
like Hooters that's right. Sandwiches. It's one of the restaurants that has terrible food.
No, that is untrue.
So
it is true.
I like restaurants.
Well,
the very Catholic girl.
Yes.
Went to Hooters
with us,
and ate a whole lemon.
A whole lemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was a lemon wedge, but yes, the whole thing.
Chrissy's a progressive
the whole thing.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah, no
she's
shit.
She's got some feminist in her.
Yeah, no
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, she's hardcore.
Wow.
She's
awesome.
Like, they got to make some money, too. And I got to eat.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with
it. We go to restaurants, like, all the
time.
She's
like, they have good food.
Like, there's cool. UFO and UFOs.
Twin
and
Peaks.
What is UFOs?
It's a restaurant in Charlotte.
Oh, no, that's Flying Saucer.
Flying Saucer, sorry.
UFO flying saucers.
Yeah, I'm way off, guys. Oh my god!
The sky that flies.
Anyway, there was flying saucers in Charlotte. There's tilted kilt all around South Carolina. Or at least it used to be. Twin Peaks is more in Orlando.
There's
no, but there, North
Charlotte.
Carolina is where we
first,
I believe.
Yeah.
Then there's
two in Charlotte, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Then there's what was it?
Two
the
in
Wing
Orlando.
House.
Tilted kilt.
Wing House.
Awesome.
Wing House they
so, like,
have the best
food. My favorite
food.
Thing about Wing House is their food is fantastic for what it is. Like,
they have
really,
huge
really,
salads.
Really good. Their wings are really, really good. But my favorite thing is they're the least themed out of all of them. Like, they literally just wear, like, black booty shorts and black t-shirts. That's it. Like,
they were striped.
No. It's just, they're just literally are the most nondescript
I felt very,
restaurant.
I felt like Tina from Bob's Burgers, but
they were
yeah
hanging out.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's just really funny because, like, with Twin
100%.
Peaks, you've got like the sexy lumberjack feel. You've got
so it's like short jean shorts and like a.
Sometimes it's tied here.
Yeah.
Or
what is it called? A flannel.
A flannel.
Shirt.
Yeah. And then they have like UGG boots or whatever froofy boots they have, and then Tilted Kilt you get the tiny little
kilts
yeah. But and then Hooters we all know they have the orange shorts mm-hmm. with
shorts
the,
and
that
the
is
white
the
shirt
least, that is the least attractive theming that I've seen
Hooters.
Of all these
it's
restaurants.
Because they have to wear the stockings.
They have to wear the stockings.
No,
the stockings
I don't mind
atrocious.
That
they're
atrocious,
let's be honest.
No, I kind of like
you like the fake tan stockings.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I'd rather see real legs.
Yeah. I'm either way. I like women.
You know,
lot.
Tilted Kilt, they have specific
sure?
shoes they have to wear.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like Mary Jane style stacks.
Yeah, but like, but Wing House is basically like kind of a no stockings, white and black version of the Hooters outfit.
Okay.
With shorter shorts.
However, going to Hooters in Vegas on Halloween is the tits, literally
tits.
Okay.
It's in a. It's weird. It's not even on the strip. It's just off the strip in the Tropicana.
Yes, because I think they actually own the Tropicana.
Yeah, I think so.
I've only been to Vegas once.
Oh, well, we can go again.
What are you doing in this world, man?
So many. How was your experience. How was your experience in Vegas?
I went to Vegas. I went for a convention.
Okay.
NAB, which is National Association of Broadcasters.
Okay.
Where they bring out all the new stuff.
Nice.
And I don't gamble and I don't drink, so I didn't really have a great time.
Did you go to any shows? Go to the Wynn.
You eat and you like entertainment, so you can do those
yeah,
things.
The shows
so,
and the Wynn.
So the guy that I went food. With, who was paying for everything, dragged me to Carrot Top.
Oh, no. What did you do wrong to this guy?
And
wait. How long ago was it? Was it before
he
the
was
injections?
There. He was there when we
or
were
was
there,
it
too.
After
it was 2006.
So before all the steroids. After the steroids?
That's after.
He was pretty built.
Oh, God. That's such the... I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure he's not listening to this podcast,
no.
But it creeps
Carrot
me
Top,
out.
If you are listening,
so,
you can email us.
So then he took...
You
then
creep me out.
The other thing he took me to was this... Was the same theater that Carrot Top played in at the Luxor,
huh.
But it was like a female topless review thing, and I was like, "This ain't
a burlesque show.
This ain't me either." Like,
huh. We had a good time at a burlesque show, but it wasn't topless.
They had pasties on some of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But most of the time they were covered, it was a true burlesque.
The one thing that I really want to see is the Penn & Teller show.
Yes,
we don't talk about that.
Why aren't we talking?
I'm just kidding. When we went the first time, that
they
was the
dark.
Only thing that was not available. That him and them and
Chris
David,
and I have been four times. Three of those times, Penn & Teller have been dark because they have to do their TV show and everything.
Penn & Teller was dark, and David Copperfield. I freaking love magic, and we go to Vegas. The only time I go to Vegas, and I can't go see a magician.
We did get to see David Copperfield. Brandon and I did.
I really want to see Penn and Teller only because they do the meet and greets at the end.
Yeah.
And you can, like, go up and meet them
and
stuff.
Yeah.
And you're a big fan of Penn.
Penn, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I assume you're a big fan of Teller as well, just for different reasons, yeah.
Yeah, I really want to
see that would be
show.
Awesome if his... This, hold
and
on,
a
Cirque
show. I think
Teller's podcast
that.
On atheism.
What?
I love
him. He's an atheist.
Teller is too?
Yeah. Both
gotcha. I've loved them ever since I was a kid.
Yeah, so...
So, like, the TV show where they would expose everything. Like, I was watching that... when I was a kid. So I friggin' love them.
Yeah.
I just, they're so much fun. They're, and then, sorry.
No, go ahead.
And I just love them that they were on Sabrina the Teenage Witch, too.
They've been on everything.
Yeah, Teller would
They were on
that
Babylon
too.
5.
Whoa.
Nope, it's fine. Just
breaking
me.
More stuff?
Nope, not breaking anything.
Okay.
Be the last time Brandon comes
right.
over to a show.
Never invited again.
Without a chair.
You're sitting on the floor.
You just sit on the floor next time.
I'd love to do that. So there's tons of stuff to do in Vegas, especially in like the last 10 years.
Oh, there and like, don't get me wrong. While everybody else was gambling, I went to like the Star Trek experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not
stuff
there
like
anymore.
That. I know.
Sadly.
But I mean, at least I had something to go
cool
do.
Too, even there.
Did you get the Romulan ale?
No.
Oh, shit.
It's
you
ale
can't.
Because, I mean, hello.
I did get my picture taken on the Bridge of the Enterprise.
That's cool.
Nice.
That's cool. Was it just you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, "Well, my friend,
there is
yes, but there can be other people there.
No,
the photo shoots they take you one by one.
Okay,
or they took you one by one.
But you still look like you're on a bridge with everybody else. Correct?
No, but you're by yourself on the bridge.
Okay,
that's pretty cool.
The captain's chair.
Nice.
So there's tons of Cirque shows there. Obviously, mm-hmm. There are other shows out there. A lot of the older performers who are past their, for lack of a better term, prime. We saw Rich Little there.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was fantastic.
We saw Dana Carvey.
We saw Tim Allen. All in one night.
We had to book it too. That was fun. Because it was one was at the Venetian and the other one we were on the what was it the New Orleans
Bellagio.
What's the New Orleans one.
Oh,
New Orleans.
So we were at Orleans, and then we had to go all the way to, like,
that's where
the
Tim
Venetian.
Allen was, right?
Yeah.
Vice versa.
We parked. We saw.
Because we were late to Tim Allen's because we came in during Hannibal Buress.
We saw him at 8, and then Tim Allen was at 10. And we're like, okay, we'll go to the Tim Allen show, and if there are no good tickets.
If there's only good tickets.
If they're good tickets, then we'll go because we don't want to spend all that money.
So we
on
got
bad
there,
tickets.
And right. people they were hadn't in shown the up in the third row.
Wow.
So three tickets.
Hannibal
just
Buress, and so we sat down, missed like literally like 2 minutes of Hannibal Buress' act before he hit it big. And then saw Tim Allen.
Yep.
So from like
who opened for
7:30 until like 10:30, it was
who opened for Tim Allen? Not Tim Allen.
Dana Carvey. I can't remember his name.
I remember him.
It's an old friend.
I remember him, but I just mm-hmm. didn't remember. I used to watch a lot of random stand up as a kid, and I think he was on a lot of that stuff at late night. But and then we saw what was it? Evil Dead the musical. That was fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Evil Dead the musical.
We sat
was cool.
in the wet spot.
Nope.
Well, it was the splash zone.
The splash zone.
Or the splatter zone, because it was supposed to be like
blood splatter. And you could
put
on t-shirts and everything else. Like, you put on the t-shirts, and then you
would
get
blood
splatter.
They're white, of course. Nice.
On the t-shirts.
However, you're expecting it to come from the stage, and they actually would run behind you and squirt you
with super soakers.
Or they'd have vents on either side where it would come out through the vents.
Warm Kool-Aid.
Warm fruit punch Kool-Aid.
Nice.
It was really cool.
Nice.
It was really weird for it to be warm.
So
like, it was weird.
What did we learn today?
So if we all go to Vegas, we have to go at a time when Penn and Teller's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can basically figure out. Do you want to go by the end of this year?
I don't know.
How about October?
Why are you laughing at that?
Because I got to plan that kind of shit out.
October.
That's like, why we said like, by the end
is,
of the year.
I know, but there is.
Rude.
Sorry, I was signing to him.
Take a shot.
So fall is hard because it's the busiest time at my work. And then
the hellscape, gotcha.
Then Christmas, and then coming back out into the new year, then there's the big conference that we put on.
Right.
So what time's a good time for you, Chris?
Like early summer. But
oh, God, that's terrible time to go.
That's why I'm saying. Like,
so hot.
Need to find a weekend where you've caught up on all your work before the next load hits.
Okay.
Go for like a good for 4 days. So it'll take you like, if you can take the work on the road with you, well, that's fine. Mm. Yeah, so basically you leave after work one day and then get there the following morning. Or actually at the same time where you would actually expect to leave.
Just, yeah.
And then but you'll have to take like 5 days off, 4 or 5 days off.
Okay.
If you want to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it takes you at least 3 days to cover Vegas.
But most
of that
could be a weekend.
Shows and shows overlap and things like that. So
it's also a money issue. Being able to go to all these shows.
Right.
Well,
like if we were going to go, I would specifically plan Penn and Teller and put that money aside.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's all you got to do. And then you can decide on any other shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have fun money. You know, because fun money.
Fun money. What the hell's that?
Yeah. Well, fun. Well, yeah. Well, like there's a bar there that's completely made of ice.
It's called the Ice Bar or Minus Five. Huh. There's two different ones.
Oh, making fun of me because it's called the Ice Bar, but that's not the name of it.
No, it is. It's called the Ice Bar, actually.
It's called where Kristen steals shoes.
Oh, shut up.
Did you stole shoes?
One time.
Yeah, one
are
time.
Are you a kleptomaniac?
I forgot Chris, I had them on.
I think
on.
It's because, like, I think it's the pent-up accusations Kristen gets when she shops. People think that Kristen steals. She does not. But, like, people watch her. There's something about her that makes her super shady, apparently.
Yeah, no, seriously, people do.
It's really weird. It's very weird. I don't know why people think Kristen steals. But then she did.
That's the only time. But I made Brandon take them back because I was too embarrassed. We were sitting at the bar there across the way because our thing was we're going to stop at every bar that we see that's open. Not like just every hotel that has a bar, but every single hotel bar in the hotel.
Yeah, we stopped at we spent
I guess my first question is why were you wearing Uggs that didn't belong to you?
So you have parkas and boots that
which
you have
they provide
to wear.
For you.
You it's in the rental of going into this place
because you have to like
literally
like
-5 degrees inside.
$30 or something.
Everything's
like that.
Made
just
of
to
ice.
Go in.
Just to walk in the bar because and then you get one shot with that.
And you get a shot with that and one drink and one shot.
Yes.
And the cups are made out of ice. And the luge is ice.
And so it encourages you to buy more drinks while you're in there.
Okay.
So the drinks are relatively, well,
they're
badly
under $10.
Priced. Yeah, yeah. Not badly priced for Vegas, but badly priced for like walking in a bar here in town.
Right.
God, I want to go into a bar tonight. It's been a while since we've been to a bar.
Are we going to a bar tonight?
No, I don't have any money.
Well, why did you just say you don't want to go to a bar
tonight? No, I said I want to go to a bar tonight.
Oh. I thought you said, I don't want to go to a bar tonight. I was like, we had plans to go to a bar tonight?
No.
Let's go to a bar.
So this ice bar you guys were talking about where Kristen stole shoes.
Well, yeah. So, well, there's a whole bunch of interesting things that have happened in Vegas.
So, in the rental.
We should save this for the next
so
time.
So, are the boots.
Vegas. Go ahead. No, not this part of the story.
We're just going to keep going. I'm just going to cut it in half.
Are you going to cut it in half?
We're already on the other episode.
Are we?
Don't worry about it. Just keep going.
Okay. It's so, like no time has passed.
So.
Okay.
Are you putting these boots on over your shoes?
So you have those little footy socks that are like stocking things that you would get to try on shoes at a shoe store.
Okay.
They provide those. Do you get those? Is that just for foot fetishes?
For
they
foot fungus?
They do sell so shoes. Like, okay. And they spray them out and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So you put on these little foot thingies, then you get your size UGG boots, and you get a parka, and you go inside because it's real cold. So you have to wear this stuff.
However, there is seating there for you to parka.
Your
if
butt.
You so desire. Thanks for finishing that sentence, Chris.
No problem. So at the end, you're supposed to give the parkas back, which was easy to know because it was real hot once you got out and I had a parka on. But the shoes, I didn't think about the shoes. You have to exchange your shoes for the UGG boots. Well, I did not do that. I just paid and left.
Oh, we had paid up front.
So
we got a picture, though. We paid for extra pictures.
Oh, yeah, we did get extra
because we did
pictures.
A shot with a girl whose birthday it was.
So it would be the same as, like, going bowling and then
right.
just walking out with bowling
with
shoes
bowling
on.
Shoes. So okay. I basically walked out with the UGG boots.
But, of course, we just walked into another bar.
So you didn't really steal them. You just exchanged them for
from, I left my
your
shoes.
Old pair.
Correct.
Okay. We went to a lot of bars, man.
But then I made Brandon exchange them because I felt bad.
Like,
so you made him go in there and be like, oh, see my friend, here's the boots. Can
yeah.
I have her shoes?
Well, yeah, because I was like, that. I kind of want these boots, though, because those are just flip-flops.
And
these are Uggs.
They've, like, pissed all over your flip-flops. And
no,
like,
they would have charged Uggs. Your credit card because you have to put them in a specific cubby.
They would have known.
Oh.
So.
Nobody charged you, like, $300 for the
yeah,
Uggs.
Probably for the, like, $30, $40, $50 shoes, whatever. I'll just go buy.
See, I don't
know
about those.
Real UGG boots are not $40, $50.
I don't
know. They're really expensive.
These were probably not
Brooke,
real.
Brooke, you're spoiling your birthday present. Brooke's birthday is coming up.
Yes, I know.
Ooh, what
he
are we
already
get
has a birthday present.
Yeah, I just realized that. I'm shutting up currently. You have a hot glue gun.
He also has Aquanet hairspray.
That's for the 3D printing.
Yeah.
You have a glue gun. I'm going to use those as segues now. No matter where I am now. You have a glue gun.
You have a glue gun.
Ma'am, are you sure you knew how long you were speeding down this road?
How long
you were speeding. You knew how long you were speeding. I like the fish.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Thank you.
It's fun.
What now?
The fish.
That fish printed in place. So it was one whole print. And then you take it off and it like it's hinged.
Oh.
All over.
Where's the fish?
Fish.
Up against
fishy,
the wall.
Fish.
Over
there.
Here. Brandon, this way.
By the tools.
Over
by
here.
The tools.
Over.
I got it.
See the fish?
It's not by Brandon.
So, okay. So you didn't actually steal.
Right. So they got returned.
They're just trying to make you
did,
look bad.
I did, however, steal the thing yes. from the pizza pan.
He did. On Fremont Street. Oh.
I got
he was super
what's,
drunk.
What's the worst thing you've ever stolen?
That was probably it.
Was it?
It's a super specific tool. I mean, like, he really has no use for this. It's the handle for a deep dish pizza.
But it comes with a
like
pan.
Chicago
and
style.
Why did you steal it?
I wanted it for Kristen.
Yeah, he's like, you need this. And I was like, I don't need this. Brandon, put it back
on the
table.
Does it have the name of the restaurant on
it?
Just,
it is just metal
just
and it goes.
Felt like you've needed to steal it?
Yeah.
Really?
And then he's like, what is this in my pocket? I was like, you don't remember going, I'm going to steal this.
Were you drinking?
Yes.
Oh.
And smoking a cigar. Because you could smoke a cigar in this place.
Because I could smoke a cigar. And then everybody like gives me shitty looks for like smoking a cigar. I'm like, it's a pizza and cigar bar, so shut up. Okay. It makes me so mad. Well, because like they're so, like Vegas, you expect to be able to go in and smoke and shit. And in a lot of and like a lot of places around Fremont, you can. And in certain places, like, but they've like really limited like cigar smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because apparently cigars bother people more than cigarettes.
Why are you jerking yourself off?
Because it's stupid. It's bullshit.
Well, that's very hot.
Cigars are awesome. I would much rather smell a cigar than a whole bunch of shitty
cigarettes.
Cigarettes, yeah.
Okay. But I would rather smell neither. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked a cigar? Have you ever smoked anything?
Nope.
Damn it, Chris.
I grew up straight
edge. For that basil.
Dude, I grew up straight edge too.
Obviously not.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. When do you count as growing up?
Tell
stopping?
Them when you first drank.
I mean,
23. Or okay. No, 17 by accident.
Okay.
And then 23 on purpose.
Yeah, 23.
Well, I'm living the straight life, the straight edge life.
Gotcha, Brooke. And I'm being flipped
insert
off.
Finger.
I'm just kidding. But I was 23 before I started drinking.
Okay.
I was an Elvis impersonator for a while. But you knew that, I think.
Yes.
So
I knew that.
So anyway, like I was at this place and the bartender at the back, and I'm like, God, I really need a drink, thinking, please give me some water. And so he hands me this martini glass, and I'm like, cool, thanks. So I swig it because I'm like super thirsty because I sweat my ass off on stage and swigged it. And it was 100% a real martini.
Nice.
And so I'm like. So
now I need real water.
And so, like, I had sips of things.
And you've been drinking ever since?
No.
Not again until I was
23. Okay. I could, up until I was 23, I could count any drink, every drink that I had on two hands.
And
for that 2 year period.
And how long were you an Elvis impersonator?
Until I was 27.
And how come you don't do it anymore?
Because there's less hair, more gut.
Okay, so Elvis the older
he did
years.
As well.
Yeah. You revived it in your 30s.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
It was 27. 2007 was the last time I did it. 2009?
No, I knew you when you turned 30.
No, we've known each other longer than that, kid.
No, we have not.
Anyway,
you did
like
it. You did
29, 30, somewhere around there is the last time I did it.
Okay.
So, yeah, just, I don't know. There's no call for it anymore.
Did you sing in the ghetto?
No.
In a ghetto.
Come on.
Well, that's not one of Elvis's top songs.
Sure it is.
I dated young Elvis for a long, long, long time.
All the hits.
You dated Elvis?
I did Elvis for a long, long time.
Ooh.
While he was dead.
Ooh, like just right. Bent him over the toilet?
Yeah,
and
he didn't even have to bend him over.
Wait, hold on. Let me get the laugh-o-meter out here.
Laugh-o-meter?
Oh.
Better
laugh-o-meter.
That's not saying shit, Chris.
No, that's why I'm hopping over that bar. Because it's so low.
So low.
Like Brooke's been stabbed by the microphone.
Stabbed?
Yeah, it's coming out of her as if she's been stabbed.
Brooke does not look amused.
She does not look amused.
Take a shot.
But,
we have to take a shot when you're not amused?
No, when there's a silence.
Not a new thing.
You can't like, see what's going on or understand what's going on because you can't see.
Oh, okay.
On the radios.
It's not a radio show.
On the webs of enters.
On the web. So what emails did you get? Show. Tell me about all the emails.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
It's kind of like when you refer to a movie like a tape. Like
who
like,
refers to a movie as a tape?
I mean,
yeah. Tape. A video. It's
video,
no longer video.
Video, yeah. I always say video.
But I
like
still
say pop.
Well, I get a kick out of when people say, you going to tape that show?
Yeah.
Yeah, on what? Like
tape
nobody
it.
Has a
tape,
tape machine
door.
Anymore.
Tape it, yeah, or
record
rewind.
It.
My
record
thing
it
is rewind.
Yeah,
which I mean,
you
rewind
still
that
well,
DVD.
See, now that actually did
rewind
that
the did, DVD.
Yeah, that did happen.
Well, it still says REW on most
yeah,
remotes.
Yeah, you
can for,
rewind, but still.
Well, I mean, you can in the moment, like
yeah,
you can
it's
go
like
back.
Theoretically,
right.
Still specifically tied to VHS tapes and Betamax tapes. But yeah, it does say rewind.
Be kind.
Well, I mean, most. Save icons or a disc that nobody's
right.
Under the age of 30 has ever seen.
Floppy.
So yeah. What now?
The yeah. Save icons and on computers
hard.
Are usually floppy disks.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, nobody under 30 knows what that is.
That's true. Yeah. They've become the
that's the save icon.
The hardware to the software has become antiquated.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
I
don't know
that.
What you replace it with, but it needs to be replaced.
You think? Why?
Because it's antiquated. It's
it well, what could you replace it with? Because you've
well,
got
that's what I don't know.
Record as a circle and a dot, and then you've got
well save, not rewind.
No, I know.
Oh,
well, I'm just thinking of like all. Ow!
What?
Ow! You hit my toe.
God.
It's the left foot still. Ugh, you're the worst.
Are you just purposely abusing her in that spot? Because I feel like she didn't have any problems when she was sitting somewhere else.
Hey, welcome to Dance Monkey Podcast, the show that doesn't know when to intro. I'm Brandon.
Brooke?
Kristen?
Yeah, whatever.
Is it a question?
Nope.
We're like Scorpion, where the credits are like 8 to 12 minutes in the episode.
My show, I get to decide when it starts. All right, and it starts go.
Right. Right now.
You're making fun of my kid?
No, no. It's adorable. Can't.
Dance, monkey dance. She could never say the whole thing together, so the second dance is actually the first dance repeated.
Oh, nice.
I was able to get her to say dance monkey, and then I just edited the second.
Why don't you
have
to do it every year or so and refresh it? Because you don't like your child, I understand.
He loves his child.
Because it's a snapshot of that moment of her life. That
What's the longest fine. You've been away from your daughter?
A week, I guess. Yeah, a week.
Let's try to beat that. No, I'm just kidding. Cruise!
Let's go on a cruise!
And it's usually for, like, the conference
that I
have to go to, or going down for MegaCon or something like that.
Do they come down to meet you down there and then
not usually.
Theme park it? Okay. No. What I think would be cool, and what you should consider doing, and I'm saying this in front of the entire viewing audience right now, is that we should like see if you can't like get a thing on a cruise ship and then actually like try to get an audience on a cruise ship. Like the Dance Monkey cruise.
You mean have a cruise themed Dance Monkey cruise?
Yeah.
Like the Impractical Jokers?
I don't know.
That's so
is
funny.
That a thing?
Like they do the Impractical Joker cruise. Have you ever watched Impractical Jokers?
I think for moments, yes, but not.
That's one of the funniest shows.
It is pretty funny.
I think that's out there. Personally.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Superstore was one of the funniest shows out there.
Okay, well, that's different.
That's scripted. This is guys improv. Fucking with each other.
I thought The Simple Life was the
like,
best.
They really like mess with each other
yes.
on some of the episodes.
So there was one of the funniest episodes mm-hmm. where they were in Miami.
You're avoiding the question.
And they got a motorized wheelchair and mm-hmm. they hooked it up to an RC controller. And the person just had to sit there and they would wheel up to people and they'd have to say whatever they were told to say.
Yeah.
And at one point they were like, all right, act like you're asleep. And act like you're drunk and asleep. So the one guy was like leaning over the thing and they were just like bumping into people.
Yeah.
And like you see a guy passed out in a wheelchair, you're not going to say anything. Like yeah. they just chase people with a wheelchair. It was
they
amazing.
They get legit too. Like they even shaved their heads.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's crazy.
One dude lost a challenge, so the other dude shaved his head, and then the other guy had to wear it as a wig.
As a wig.
For the rest of the season.
Jesus.
Right? Yeah. Like, they don't play.
I missed out on this.
Too. Oh, okay. It's amazing. I love that
I
show.
I think it was just renewed. Gosh, yawning is fun.
Why would
yawning
you do that?
Into
rude?
The microphone.
Right?
Well, I can't not.
We apologize for your yawns that he just induced on you.
Have you ever been on a cruise?
Twice.
Okay.
I went once with a girlfriend and then once on my honeymoon.
Gotcha.
Ooh. And you've been married for 30 years.
Feels that way.
Since he was 12.
Since I was 12, yep.
You've been on a cruise.
Feels like I've been married forever.
Wow.
Forever.
You've been a lot. All the time that happened before you were married is shorter than the time since you've been married. Is that correct?
Wait.
What?
What?
Okay, well, like my friend said online the other day, I think he's 35, 36,
yeah.
just turned 36. So he's closer to 50 now than to 20.
Right.
Okay.
So is he going to date a 50-year-old?
I've always had a thing for older women, but go ahead.
What I'm saying is, like, what age did you get married?
Why did B. Arthur just go to my head?
No, not that old. Jeez.
Blanche, you're being ridiculous.
He was a cougar.
I always have golden girls on my mind.
I was 32.
In my mind, I'm watching golden girls. Oh, 32?
Yeah.
Oh, you've only been married 10 years?
No. It's 2018. I got married in 2005. 13 Wait, years.
You, oh. Are you not 42? Are you like 48?
I'm 43.
Oh, okay.
Math is hard.
48?
How is that 13 years, though?
Math is
hard.
You
got married when you were 42.
32.
So
32.
42.
Oh my God,
so I remember now.
The fuck off, guys.
You're 57.
For fuck's sake.
You're
all right.
400,000 years old.
All right. I'm 44 minus...
You're 44 now? You just said you're 43.
He's lost count. He's confused him so much.
This was show is all lies.
Wait, were you 32 or were you 30? Okay, wait. What's your date of birth?
Oh, my God.
We need those stars.
June 7th, 1974.
500. So.
And you got married what year?
2018.
2005.
1974. Okay, then you were 31
when you got married.
I was 31. Okay.
Okay, so you've been married 13 years, plus. But you were not quite 31 when you got married.
No, I was 31. Okay. We got married in September, so I turned 31 in June.
Son of a bitch, another birthday coat.
What?
That's how long that you didn't talk to us was birthday.
Here's the
wait,
person.
You're 45?
Here's the person complaining that has a birthday right after Christmas. Confused.
You're 44.
Mm. No, I'm 43. I'm turning 44 this year.
Okay, you'll be 44.
I'll be 44 in June.
On June the 7th.
So yes. You're definitely closer to 50.
Oh, fuck yeah. That much closer to death.
Well, how old do you think you're going to live?
Hopefully forever. I want to hit the singularity forever. And upload my consciousness into the internet.
All right.
Oh, he's going like to be that. Everywhere.
Yes.
How old's your dad?
He is 72.
And your mom?
70.
Okay.
My grandmother just turned 94, so.
So he's 4 years different than your brother.
Yeah. John, my brother is 1970, so it's really easy to figure out his birthday as long as it's before or after that.
It's just 10 years different than Brandon.
Yeah, John and I are 9.5 years apart.
Yep.
Okay.
So, normally, you know, when... Yeah.
So, yes, 13 years feels like an eternity at times.
Gosh. How long were your parents married? They're divorced now, am I correct?
No.
Wow, I was way off on that one.
No, they're still together.
You're way off on that one.
I thought they were divorced for some reason.
No.
Well, good.
Why are you trying to kill people in divorce?
How long
people?
Have they been married?
They're
coming up on the 50th.
Why
if
are
there.
You giving 40... more math?
Yeah,
I was
really.
Told there would be no math.
At least
almost,
44 years.
It's got to be getting close to 50.
Yeah. You should figure that out.
Then I would be like a good son, and that just doesn't work.
No. My parents.
I am the black sheep of the family. Nobody would know the difference if I... actually remembered.
In a week and a half, my parents... Are you really the best of the family?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because he doesn't drink.
I'm just kidding. Because he's bad.
To the bone.
Because I was always the different one. I was always the one that
church
wanted to move
church.
Away.
Brandon.
What?
Brandon.
We don't want to hear about your life.
I was always the one that wanted to move away. I was always the one that didn't want to do whatever, like... what my parents thought I should do.
Which was what?
He's a rebel.
My father really wanted me to go in the Navy.
I feel we should get Morgan
Freeman
to
then,
narrate this.
My
father wanted me to go in the Navy.
And then take over his electrical contracting business.
Huh. But electricity was not in my heart.
That's right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Chris climbed through a river of shit. Came out clean on the other
I
side.
Told him, I told and my father one day that I'd meet him underneath a tree.
So I never did what they wanted me to do, so I became the outcast.
Gotcha.
I don't talk to either one of my sisters.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Why? How long? Wait, I think I remember this. Why?
The one sister I don't talk to because...
Well, you said you don't talk to both of your sisters.
Well,
yeah, he's
you
giving
right.
you
lying.
Reasons.
So the one... I'm just not close with. I never have been. The other one I was close with, and she came down to Charleston to visit my brother-in-law's aunt who lives here.
But not you.
And never called to see her niece.
When was this?
A couple years ago.
Okay.
So I pretty much laid into her in an email and said, you know what? Fuck off. I only have one sister.
And but you don't talk to her either.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, well, he disowned the other one.
I disowned the other one.
Because she wouldn't come visit you? Because
she visited, but didn't come visit.
Because she has a niece.
Yeah.
I have a niece and a nephew.
A niece is what
licorice
yeah.
Okay,
is
okay nice.
I'm sorry.
So I didn't get to see them. She didn't get to see her niece.
Yeah.
Even though it was literally 5 miles away. She lives up in Pennsylvania.
And she couldn't take 5 minutes to
exactly
connect. Or even let you know she was here.
Yes. I literally
did
found out on Facebook.
Reason?
That sounds like my brother, my half-brother.
I found out on Facebook that she, like, when she said, all right, we're leaving Charleston, and I sent a message to my dad. I said, was Michelle here?
Leaving? What?
And he goes, oh, she never got in contact with you? And I said, no, not at all.
Did she ever explain why?
I really didn't give her the opportunity. I pretty much just told her off.
Well, why didn't you ask? And then...
Because I shouldn't
what
have
reasoning
to.
Would there have been?
Okay.
To warrant not driving 5 minutes.
So I know it's like you've lived here all your life,
yeah.
Right? I have lived away from New Jersey longer than I live there.
Yeah.
When you go back home, you kind of make the rounds and you visit people.
No, I understand that.
So, like when I go home, we used to take a day and go out to see my sister and then see my grandmother and kind of make the rounds. So when you come somewhere else where one of your family members are, yeah, you expect or that at least they call you and say, can we at least get together for dinner? Like if you've got plans and you don't want to hang out, that's fine. But like,
just grab coffee or something.
Yeah. Like I would want to see my niece and nephew, or like, I think you should want to see your niece or whatever.
Yeah.
And that just never happened. So
you have two sisters and that's it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So my parents are a little upset that I don't talk to either sister, but whatever. And I only see them maybe once a year.
Where do you see them?
I either go up to New Jersey or they come down here.
For a holiday or just because?
Just because. But my mom's got all kinds of like medical issues, so
gotcha.
They don't travel that much anymore.
Like she's got a fake leg?
No, like she's got some pretty hefty diseases.
Shit. Like goiters?
Like Crohn's disease.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's not.
No, I know. It's not fun at all. I have a dietary book if she wants it. On Crohn's disease?
I'm pretty sure she's either read it or
knows what's in it.
So. Do you need me to fax it to her?
No.
Fax it? Thank you, 1995.
Only if it's on .matrix.
Dot matrix paper. I can print it out on dot matrix paper and then mail it to her over the email.
There you go.
Mail it to the email.
Mail it to the email?
Sure.
Yeah, no, I have like, yeah. Breaking the, what is it called? Breaking the Cycle is the name of the book.
Okay.
Because I dated a girl with Crohn's disease. Hmm. So it was all about eating properly, you know, being well into like, hey, let's stop what we're doing for you. That kind of thing.
So my mom got at an age where it just pretty much screwed up all her other systems, not just like her autoimmune system, yeah, but like she's got all kinds of other issues because of it.
Because of Crohn's.
Sucks.
Yeah.
So, So do you think you'll ever talk to your sister again?
Probably not.
Gosh, it sucks, dude.
And, you know, my mom's always saying shit of like the next time you're going to talk to her is at my funeral. And I was like, you're being awful optimistic.
Like, jeez.
You're like, even like, then?
I've just got nothing to say to her. So we literally went home the Thanksgiving after that happened. Mm-hmm. And went to my aunt's house who always has Thanksgiving. And my sister was there. We sat in the same room for hours and didn't say a word to each other. Didn't say goodbye. Didn't say hello. I talked to my niece and my nephew and my brother-in-law, but I did not talk to her.
Did she have to apologize or anything?
No. No, she's just as stubborn as I am. So.
Huh. But is it worth all that? This is coming from me, you know, who's pretty fucking stubborn too.
I mean, I kind of feel like, she crossed a line. I really do. I really feel like when it comes to that situation, whether you want to see me or not,
yeah,
is irrelevant.
Did the children play together that Thanksgiving? Let me ask you that
yeah.
question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they all get along. It's fine.
Yeah.
And they
don't know, though. I mean, that's the whole thing. Well, like, they're kids, so.
I guess. But, I mean, I don't care. Her life does not impact mine in any way. It's fine. That's why I'm the black sheep of the family.
I can't understand that. Yeah, see, I'm not a big family person. Like, I'm a big family person and not, like, my immediate family, pretty mm-hmm. big. But, like, even some of the cousins' kids, I'm like, eh.
That's because they're little hellions.
I don't know. I mean, I love them all. I do love them all, but I don't like children.
Well, there is a difference between cousins and nieces and nephews.
Yeah. Well, John ain't having any kids anytime soon.
Well, I know, so. But...
Well, thanks for bringing up his handicap. No, I'm just kidding.
That was you. So, there's
Chris
that.
Chris is just looking around and like, wait, what?
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, like you're usually closer to nieces and nephews than you are to cousins.
Yeah.
So... In those situations, like, you want to see them. And
I'd say, yeah,
well,
I mean, I'm
sure.
Because
you kind of, like, watch them grow up or whatever, I mean.
Well, we're a pretty close family anyway.
Yeah.
As far as the cousins go. Because, you know, like, even though the cousins, we live all far apart from each other. We're still, you know. I mean, contact regularly.
And the other sister, I don't talk to her because I don't like her. I just, before all this shit went down, I never talked to any of them. Like, all the information gets funneled through my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then funneled back to everybody else. So,
do you guys have a newsletter?
No.
Would you want a newsletter?
No.
A family newsletter? Put one together.
No, it's all right.
Oh, really?
I'll put it together for you. We'll
tell them where
we'll
to email
workshop
it.
We'll workshop
mail it.
We're just gonna start sending random
put it on a coconut.
Yeah.
Crossword puzzles.
But he's gonna make up the crossword puzzles himself.
Who
it's
is
gonna
this
be family
branding guy
crossword
and
puzzles.
Why does he keep sending me shit?
His jokes that are not funny.
Reminders.
Yeah, don't forget
makeup birthdays too.
He only sends your birthday over and over, Chris. It's confusing. It's the only one he has, Mom. It's the only one he has.
Yours and Bill Murray's.
Yeah, that's
I don't
it.
Know why that he keeps telling us about Bill Murray's birthday.
We're not even a fan of Stripes. They've sent us four copies.
Just a fan of Quick Change.
Yeah. Mad Dog and Glory is not on our to-do list.
We have way too many. I remember on the holidays, Scrooge.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good one. Scrooge. I already had a copy of Tootsie. Why'd he send one on VHS and Blu-ray? Confused.
And I always forget that Bill Murray is in Tootsie.
His format inconsistencies are relatively aggravating.
And February is the worst with Groundhog Day.
Huh?
I said February is the worst with Groundhog
Day. Yeah.
Why do we own 50 copies of Groundhog Day?
Because so you get
gonna,
one.
We're going to start. That's what I would really.
One
I think
movie
it would be
a
hilarious
day,
if you did that. If you what? Just got all the information together and then like wrote. Like had we could all write articles about your family and things and about things that are going on with them based on the information that your parents have provided and then like send out as if there's no issues in your family whatsoever. Just send out a family newsletter with all the information that they are not
with
aware
with pictures
that you
off of Facebook. Like
yeah. Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Picture
Susie went to the ball game today.
Sharon's doing a great job at ice skating.
They got a new puppy. To replace the hamster.
And like it's all like you tell childhood stories and we can make a crossword puzzle out of that. Or a word
yeah.
find.
Word search. Yeah.
There you go.
God, that would be amazing. When do we start?
It's too much effort.
You know what?
It's too much effort for those people.
It'd be amazing though. It's the right amount of effort.
Oh,
my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that just in general.
Yeah.
With just random people.
Yeah, just like random people that you don't real have a tight
we
association with.
We can Facebook stalk a family.
Yeah, there you go.
We could get Craig's information like from work.
And,
like,
oh, jeez.
He's got a lot of family, right?
Sure.
God, you're terrible friends with friends.
That's funny.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, what do you want me to say?
How's Craig?
Like you?
Do you want me to tell you that like both of his parents have died?
Oh, no.
Well, a long time ago.
Oh. I was like.
So you're going to pick the one guy.
Oh, man.
That has no parents.
Yeah. Wait, met Brandon's comedic timing.
You're welcome. Did they just die?
We can
great.
Do Ed's family,
let's
then.
Do that.
Ed doesn't talk to his dad.
Really? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you're picking bad examples.
Yeah, just forget
buddy.
It.
Does
just
anybody
forget the
let's
idea.
Call the whole thing off?
My dad passed away a couple of years ago, and Brandon kept making me watch movies with dad.
I did not. However, those are highly Oscar nominated. So what happens is, Brooke's dad dies
two years
ago. So then we're going through the Oscar films. Everybody's dad's dying. Then like Chrissy's cat dies, who she's had
way
for
to be
like
supportive.
16 or 17 years, and then like every single freaking cat in every movie that we watch
dies.
Died. And we're like, I've never seen a movie where a cat dies. Why are there so many?
So many all of a sudden.
It died recently. So we saw The Shape of Water and that the cat
that
in
cat
that movie.
Guy gets eaten alive.
Wait a minute, there was one specific movie where a cat was put to sleep. What was it?
Oh, and you had to watch it on screen and we're like, Jesus, man.
Was it Ketty?
What the hell movies are you guys watching?
Just regular it's like a regular fare.
I'm just going to stick with the Marvel movies and the
well,
Star Wars
movies,
I think.
Well, it's mostly Oscar
movies,
too, because when my grandpa passed, he made me watch Beginners. And I was so mad at him, too. My grandmother literally passed that day. We were planning to go to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, we've got to finish this Oscar because the Oscars were that Sunday.
It's hard.
And then I was like, I don't want to watch this movie.
Stop being a completist, Brandon.
I can't watch this movie. Stop making me watch this movie.
We saw all the Oscar-nominated films except for the four of the foreign films.
This year.
This Jesus, year. Man.
So we saw all the movies. It was good. It was a good year for films. We liked them mostly, I think.
Not a lot of dead people.
No.
All dead cats.
Nice.
Killing off cats.
What was it? I'm telling you, it was really weird. It was just like so specific, and we're like, the hell?
Like, I don't plan these things. Like, I don't.
What's a cat to sleep?
Because it's not something that you can go online and be like, oh, and blah blah blah. Christopher Plummer does a great job, and all the and all the world's money is owed to me. Whatever the fuck that movie was. And his cat in scene three is dead. Yeah, it's like, it's just weird. The out of left field. Chris looks done. He doesn't want to talk to us anymore.
What are you talking about, dead cats?
I don't know.
Yeah, way to bring the show down.
Oh, way
yeah.
to beat oh, okay. a dead cat
with a sleeping bag.
High five.
What? With a sleeping bag?
Beating Jesus, Kristen.
Beating a dead cat with a dead grandmother.
Do you watch horror films? I can't remember.
Somewhat.
He likes Hellraiser.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think he likes Evil Dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't like Evil Dead?
That's horror people fan. That don't do a 3D cutout of Ash.
Ash.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm looking at from the other side of the room.
Mm. It is a weird 3D print, buddy.
Why?
No, it's almost cool.
Okay.
It's a silhouette.
Yeah, okay. All
right. When you get down to the end of the roll of filament, you have to do something
do
with it.
Do something different.
So I do all the little symbols and stuff.
Hmm. You excited about...
That's a good sentence.
What?
Do you watch the TV
Use
series?
Your words.
Do you watch Ash versus Evil?
I've seen... I'm caught up because they put it on Netflix.
Yeah.
So I just haven't recently. Seen any of the new ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's only two episodes.
But right. I literally went through the two seasons in like a day and a half. Like yeah. I just flew through it.
Yeah.
It's, awesome. It's easy to yeah. watch. They're it's easy watch. To watch. Yeah. yeah. And they're short too, relatively. Yeah.
They're half hour.
Yeah.
So
what
get through.
Is your favorite scary movie? Scary
movie.
Showgirls.
Oh, shut up.
It's terrifying.
Just the sequel.
Oh, it was a piece of shit, man.
What?
Showgirls 2.
Oh,
I didn't even know that existed.
It does. It was made by, like, I don't know if the whole movie exists.
The horrid lap dance scene in the first one that would never, like, turn any guy on.
Guys,
it was just hard to watch.
The best part, though, being a Saved by the Bell fan that I am,
yeah.
is... Her acting comes from that episode where she took caffeine pills, because like if you rewatch it, like it's literally verbatim out of that thing where she just overreacts every 5 seconds to anything that's ever said, and I love it.
It's
awful, but
it
I ordered on Blu-ray.
Terrible movie, great drinking
yeah,
game.
Because I wanted to see what it would look like on Blu-ray. Who the hell wouldn't?
I mean, all that stuff. The,
there's some
the,
things
the
that
pool sex scene, like,
listen,
like
HD.
All that stuff. You're like, that would
not
be
not.
Enjoyable at all. No. Like, I don't know what
Paul
Verhoeven
know.
Was thinking.
I don't know if it's Paul Verhoeven or if it was like the uber religious. What's his name? Shit, who wrote it? Who wrote the damn thing?
I don't know. What are you looking at me for?
Joe Esterhaus.
Okay.
So angrily.
Tell me who wrote it right
God
now.
God damn it.
Joe
you're
Esterhaus.
You're the only person that would answer
yeah.
that
Tell
question.
Me.
Yeah, Joe Esterhaus wrote it. So
okay.
he's like somewhat religious, I think.
So what's your favorite scary movie, Chris?
I don't know, quite honestly. I mean, I don't know. Sorry.
Disappointing answer. I'm just kidding.
Evil Dead 2?
Really?
Is that do you consider that a scary movie?
Mm. Yeah, Evil Dead's a horror
Evil
movie.
Evil Dead is a scary movie, but Evil Dead 2 is not necessarily
it's still
a
scary.
Horror movie.
It's still horror. Yeah.
Okay. Then that one.
I guess it's
Evil Dead 1 over Evil Dead 2.
I guess it is a different
Evil
question
Dead 2.
Because you've got
Army
scary
of Darkness
and the horror.
Versus Evil Dead 2.
Scary is if it like really does terrify you.
Those are two totally separate films.
Yeah, I didn't ask that question though.
Well, you can't put one up against the other.
See, I love Evil. I love all three of them.
Evil
separately.
Dead 2, the scene where Bruce Campbell has to pretty much fight himself,
mm-hmm.
like punch himself
yeah.
with his fist.
It's amazing.
And then like knock himself out and drag himself across the floor is just brilliant.
Yeah. It's a great sequel without being a sequel.
Yeah.
It looks like Princess Leia has a chainsaw hand over there.
A chainsaw hand?
Yes, a chainsaw
Or a
hand.
Rifle.
Batmaster's son. Does nobody watch Bat Masterson? What? Bat Masterson. It was an old TV show, Western.
Adult in the 50s? TV show. In the 50s?
Yeah. A little before my time. I know I'm old, but Jesus.
Come on, Brandon.
You're as old as Jesus?
Yes. Sometimes I feel like it.
Why do I feel like that was, that's how your prayer started?
Sometimes.
And then you just gave up. I know I'm old, but Jesus? No. Like, you know what? Never mind.
You know what? Never mind.
I'm to the point where I wake up and I'm like, oh, that's a different pain. Is this how I die?
Oh,
Jesus, man. You're dark.
You're missing a lightsaber, BT.
Yes, I know. It's downstairs being painted.
Gotcha. Ooh, by your wife?
Why would he let his wife paint his lightsaber?
Kristen, why do you do that? What? Always sounds
paint
dirty.
Lightsabers.
Oh, that's your theme song.
Okay. Chris is writing it down.
What? No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Never mind.
Maybe not.
Welcome to Dance Monkey Podcast.
That's not even the name.
It's time for the outro.
Next time you get half off.
Half the off outro? What?
I don't know. We have to do two outros.
Half off my lightsaber?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
We have to do two.
No,
two
it's what? Just going to end.
But it can't just end.
It just pauses. Don't worry about it.
It can't just...
Can we ask Brandon what his favorite is and then just cut him off?
favorite what? What is your favorite? No, nope. Just what is your favorite?
Painting your lightsaber.
That's so scary.
I'm Brandix.
Brandix?
So, yeah, Brandix. It's like so, Skrillex, but with Brandon.
So what's your favorite horror film?
No, you're going to cut it off.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe.
You're going to cut it off.
Don't cut off the lightsaber.
Kristen.
You went there.
I like The Omen a lot.
What?
The Omen?
So that's it for this week? No.
That's for all weeks!
So, we've got so if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us
you've got
an
like
email.
All of them you can to like October.
All of the emails. Wait,
what?
.com.
No, I'm just kidding.
What?
October. It was a joke. Where
I don't understand.
It was a bad joke.
You don't tape
apparently.
This on the day and then just release it to the internet world.
Tape it.
See? Tape. You
tape
video it.
Video it. Record it.
So Publish. If you want to reach us, my name's Brent. Chris, anything you want to plug?
Plug?
Do you guys have anything you want to plug?
Can I plug things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I plug the thing?
Plug it.
So there are a couple of interesting characters on the original Superman.com. So if you go to the original Superman.com and go to the blog section, then check out the further adventures of Natalie and Dylan.
Natalie and Dylan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my plug. I'm Brandon. You can reach me at a Twitter thing.
At Twitter thing. Is it BJoiner?
I don't know.
1980, maybe?
Yeah.
That's original. You don't have a cool Twitter handle? Like
I have
everybody
a
else?
shitty Twitter handle.
Don't talk about
it. Twiddle handle.
Like Twiddle handle.
I got a shitty
don't
Twitter
talk about
handle.
Your penis like that.
You guys
That's
are right. She does just go there, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She
Kristen
does.
Has dick on the
about
brain
twiddling.
All the time. The only time that Kristen doesn't Kristen have dick on her brain is where there's actual dick on her brain.
Kristen has the brain of a 13-year-old boy.
How
do
did
you like
I
a
get
penis
in my brain?
Like laid across your forehead?
I mean,
is that a turn on?
How else is a teabag supposed to happen?
Sorry.
That's not a penis, though.
No, that's a ball sack.
Yeah. Ball sack.
But you have balls in your face. The penis
yeah, do you want him to turn it upside down?
I'm sure you do.
Okay.
Wow.
Awkward.
All right. Well,
what's your diddle handle, Kristen?
So besides your love of penis, is there anything that you need to?
Is there anything plug? Else you want to plug?
Vagina. Okay.
Vagina.
At SUD1183 is my Instagram and Twitter.
Can people direct message you? Like,
they
dick
can
pics?
Direct. Oh.
She wants those DMs.
Her lick pics. If you're a lesbian.
Lick pic. I'm not going to send. What?
She wants the DMs.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted me to send them pictures. I was like, no. I don't see
Thank you, tiny Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No.
Weird things you do with your hands. We're going to live burst stream this
Weird
next
things
time.
You do with your hands. Okay.
But did that sentence not make sense?
No, but
what?
It's
what?
Quite suggestive.
Taking it the Kristen way. And making it dirty.
What do you want to plug?
Nothing.
There's nothing wrong with making things dirty, by the way.
My Instagram is private, so good luck with that.
Unlike Kristen's private.
I'm never on Twitter. I have a Twitter account. Don't use it. I'm really bad at stuff like that.
Good luck finding her.
Your next challenge is to find me. And that's it.
We're going to email us all their questions, Kristen. We can answer it next episode.
We won't be here for the next episode. John's coming back.
Aw.
Yeah. Yeah, John's coming back.
Stupid.
Sorry. Are you mad? Don't be mad.
He's just sad. He's not mad.
We'll actually be the next show will actually be me and John together.
Oh, together.
In his living room, man.
Oh, cool.
Yep. Huh.
Do you need to meet you down there? In April? Never mind.
What?
April. Showers bring May flowers.
That's right.
Are you okay?
No.
No?
He's having
but
a seizure.
What do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Death.
Kristen's vagina.
And the plague. What?
Death of Kristen's vagina?
Don't kill my vagina.
The plague. Kristen's vagina has a plague, gentlemen. So send your dick pics that can melt them off.
No. I do not have a plaguey vagina.
A plaguey vagina. Plaquey vagina.
Nor that.
Because it has teeth.
I don't have teeth in my vagina. It is a normal vagina.
With teeth?
No. No teeth. Teeth are not included.
Now with more fluoride.
Okay. Well. All right. Oh, this got weird really quick. All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with me.
You can talk about family problems.
Yes.
Kristen's vagina.
Our teeth.
Or how to find Brooke.
Can send us an email, info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
Kristen.
Brandon.
Brooke.
Have a good week.